The next time you pick up a cell phone, close a car door, or fill out an application, notice the thought that went into making that item perfectly suit its function. That the design is virtually unnoticeable is the beauty of it. Someone has taken the time to think about how you, the end user, are going to use it. Bill Killam is president of User-Centered Design, and he joins us today to talk about designing a product with the user in mind. Now, Bill, you have helped design everything from websites and web apps to cell phones, keyboards, user manuals, paper forms. Is there a common design thread behind all of these?
Yes, there is. Probably the most common design thread I can think of is putting the perspective of the user in the mind of the designer. For us, that's really three characteristics we look at. One is the characteristics of the user themselves, their educational background, their gender, even social characteristics. Mm-hmm. But we combine that also with how are they going to use the product, in what context? What are they trying to accomplish? Because using the product is not the end in itself. It's a means to get to somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And finally, we look at the environment. Will they be using it in a brightly lit condition? Are they going to use it in the house? Are they going to be wearing a coat and gloves? Or are they going to be wearing short-sleeve shirts? Probably the best example of that is the cell phone. It's quite different to be using a cell phone walking, through a grocery store, checking for groceries, and driving in your car trying to negotiate the big deal that you're worried about losing because you're late for the meeting, or the high school student driving home from the football game, all excited about the game they just won.
Boy, I bet they never even thought about that, using the cell phone in the car when they first designed it. Now, let's talk about testing, because that's really an area that goes into play here. How much testing do you do, and is there a point where you can test too much?
In a sense, I'd say that everything we do is testing of some fashion, but not in the traditional sense. Testing, in our case, is really testing our design assumptions, testing our understanding of the user and the product and how it will be used, all of the things that we just talked about. And there's different forms of testing. There are standards and style guides available for various applications. Microsoft, Apple have their own standards for client-server apps. Mm-hmm. The DoD has standards for the development of facilities and equipment for military use. There are international standards for laying out workstations and keyboards and everything else. Mm-hmm. And so that's one form of testing. Another form of testing is just evaluating a product against more general design guidelines, like a product should have just the functionality that the user wants. I have a remote control that has an eject button on it. Think about it, it's kind of strange. If I'm using a remote control, why would I eject the disk? And if I'm close enough to use the disk or put the disk back in, would I have my remote control? Anything that we do that tests our assumptions or our understanding or how we believe things are or are used is a form of testing. I had a boss that called the entire engineering staff in for a meeting, a conference room set up, and he brought in one of the units that the company made and a toolkit. Mm-hmm. And he set them in the middle of the table, and he said to the engineering staff, I want you to take this unit apart and put it back together. And when you're done with that, come and tell me what's wrong with it and how you're going to fix it. And there's no better way for people to appreciate what it's like for the user than to put them in that role and let them find out.
Bill Killam, president of User-Centered Design Incorporated. We reached him in their Ashburn, Virginia offices.